Welcome to Tip TV. It gives me great pleasure, as always, to introduce Mr. Richard Hunter from Wilson King Investments. Richard, very good morning to you.
Morning.
If we could do a quick newspaper review with you, I've got a few observations. In the Sunday Times yesterday, in the Personal Finance, there was a headline from Ian Cowie: "I'm sticking with the stock market, come what may." Boom, boom. "Focus on long-term gains when choosing shares, and unlike the Prime Minister, you won't lose sleep worrying about the future." You agree with that?
Very much so. Ultimately, it's the economy and how companies are performing that the market is going to concentrate on. Needless to say, there is some noise in the background, although ironically, with what we've been seeing, both in terms of Brexit and what happened with the general election, that's obviously put pressure on sterling. And the irony there is that's actually been good for the FTSE 100, where you've got the overseas companies with their earnings, those translating back into higher earnings effectively. But yes, it's very much a long-term gain. It's a long-term strategy that investors should have. And needless to say, on the famous chart from the Second World War to today, which is pretty much in a sort of northeasterly direction, needless to say, there's been various parties in power during that time. So it's the economy and specifically how the companies making up the constituents of the indices, which is important, as opposed to the political noise we're seeing at the moment.
So in terms of the reaction to the markets, obviously FTSE closed up 1% on Friday, obviously against the weakness of the sterling. But stocks like the house builders, the sort of UK PLC, let's call it, okay, obviously got knocked. Do you think that's a pairs trade for the rest of the year? Maybe sort of long international, short London?
Yeah, it's possible. I mean, again, one of the strange things is that the banks have been a bit under pressure as well, partly because they're seen as being positive conduits for a growing economy. And obviously, most of them have international exposure, which should actually, if anything, make them a stronger kind of bet, particularly if you, the ones like HSBC springs to mind. But yes, inevitably, within pockets of the UK economy, the house builders and the retailers are going to come under pressure on the basis that depending how Brexit unfolds, depending how the economy unfolds, depending on the continuing political uncertainty, it's possible that consumers are going to start to retrench, and inevitably that will take some companies with it.
Understood. Okay, so let's move on to a second piece. Pound bounces back after exit poll slide. Mr. Neil Woodford said the government could ease austerity by borrowing and spending more, boosting the economy. Would you agree with Neil there?
Far be it from me to disagree with someone like Neil Woodford. I totally understand where he's coming from, particularly with interest rates being where they are and probably in this sort of range for the foreseeable future. The other thing said against that, of course, in terms of what the Conservatives have probably with hindsight rightly been doing since the financial crisis, is trying to keep a lid on spending and to balance the books a bit, because we have, after all, got a rather large deficit. Which isn't inflating away at the moment. It's an interesting one, because obviously it could repay itself in terms of getting the economy going. That being said, we still don't know what the full ramifications of Brexit are going to be. So it might be something, particularly with the government in the situation where they are at the moment and in a state of flux, arguably, they're unlikely to commit themselves to such a spending spree.
So, if we could wrap up with a headline this morning, City AM, City senses a softer Brexit. Now, my pals in my village are always saying, what's a hard Brexit? What's a soft Brexit? In a nutshell, what's the difference?
I think a hard Brexit is where we go in all guns blazing and say this is what we want, and there is no negotiation to be had, and as often been quoted, no deal is better than a bad deal. So that's the hard stance. The softer stance is recognition that we are Europe's our largest trading partner for the likes of France and Germany. They are going to want to have the UK on board. That's something we should be keeping up our sleeves. So a softer Brexit is probably going to be a more conciliatory one, and hopefully somewhere where we actually end up, because that will have probably something to do with the movement of people around the European Union. But there are, from both sides, there are big pluses and big minuses where the negotiation comes in. And a lot of what we've heard on hard Brexit so far, you'd probably expect as being a bit of chest thumping ahead of the negotiations actually starting.
Finally, from here, FTSE 100 towards Christmas, higher or lower?
A lot of that is inevitably going to depend on what sterling does, and unfortunately sterling seems to be the thing that's getting battered depending on the political uncertainty we're in. There's no reason after the first quarter to results to concern yourself too much about how the underlying companies are performing. Obviously they continue to do well on both sides of the pond. That obviously, once you start bringing in the States and where China is, etc., etc., comes back to inserting the normal long list of uncertainties. There's always a reason not to invest.
Yep.
Having said that, in terms of underlying company performance, as we've seen up until the end of the first quarter, things are going fairly well.
Richard, thank you very much indeed.